And now on Dinner Jazz, we join our programme partners Taylor's Port as they show us how port can be the oil of good conversation with after-dinner anecdotes.
The decanter has travelled round the table and the guests are enjoying the seductive scents of the Taylor's vintage port wafting from their glasses. This is the moment for after-dinner yarns and anecdotes, none of which would be told without a good command of words. One of the greatest recorders of words was the distinguished Dr. Samuel Johnson, who published his famous Dictionary of the English Language in 1755. Apart from his work as a lexicographer, Dr. Johnson was known as a great lover of port, a wine whose merits he often praised. His appreciation of port probably explains his definition of the word excise as a hateful tax levied upon commodities. Sadly, many of the words that Dr. Johnson recorded in his dictionary are no longer in use. Few people nowadays would know what to do with a bonny clabber, galligaskins or quiddany, let alone be able to identify lady bedstraw or a bacchus bowl. Now that we have electric light, our letters are no longer lucubratory, meaning composed by candlelight. We're unlikely to call someone a rampallion. Be aware that a fub does not suffer from macillancy or complain to a neighbour that his dog is excessively latrant. We may, however, still come across the occasional myropolist and his iatroliptics lurking in the rabblement, suffer a painful kibe when the weather turns cold, or be heard uttering the occasional pigsnay. However, although some of Dr. Johnson's vocabulary may be unfamiliar to our ears, his views on port are still perfectly clear. Claret, he said, is the liquor for boys, port for men.